Hello there and welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. Why don't you come on in and make yourself at home? I got a chair reserved for you right here. What's today? Today is February the 23rd. It's a Tuesday and we've got a busy show for you today. So it's going to be a lot of good stuff today. We're going to do our Give Up Worry for Lent Bible verse. In addition, I'm going to look at the gospel for today's daily mass. I think this is a great one. You know, there is a great message that we can extract from today's gospel. So I'm really excited to look at it. I'm going to give it away. You know, if you promise to not go anywhere, I'm going to give it away. I want you to still stick with me. I'm not going to tease you, but I will let you know. In today's gospel, Jesus is going to teach us the prayer that's come to be known as the Lord's Prayer. When his disciples came to him and said, "Lord, teach us to pray," this is the prayer he gave us. Now, here's the problem. It's pretty funny. I'm saying here's the problem with the Lord's Prayer, but there is a problem. The problem arises when we are so familiar with the words that we just go, we flip into autopilot mode, right? And we just say them without thinking. This is an amazing prayer. So what I want to try to do today is slow up the words of the Lord's Prayer after we read the gospel and talk a little bit about it, because it's been called the perfect prayer, and there's a reason for that. And we want to be careful that we don't lapse into that way of thinking where we look at every prayer not composed by us as being vain repetition or meaningless. You know, we don't just have to make up our own words. It's important. You hear me. I pray extemporaneously on the program, typically when we start the show. But I love certain formal prayers or vocal prayers, such as the Lord's Prayer. And let's be honest, this was written by Jesus himself. So if he's telling us to pray this way, right, who are we to question it? Anyway, that's what's coming up. The Be Not Afraid Bible verse is one that's filled with hope, and not the Be Not Afraid Bible verse, what am I saying? The Give Up Worry for Lent Bible verse. It's one that's filled with hope and one that's really familiar. You see this one all over the place. And again, like with the Our Father, there's a chance that we can get desensitized and let this powerful message go in one ear and out the other. We don't want to do that because it's really, really good. Okay, so we'll make sure we don't do that. Let's see what else is going on. I want to point out something else to you. Oh, you know what? Why don't we say our prayers? You like the way I script this program out in advance? Sometimes, you know, I tend to be to not have a script. I know that doesn't surprise you, but I tend to let the Holy Spirit lead me, and sometimes I get myself a little confused. So why don't we pray? So I'm going to ask the Spirit to help me. Therefore, I can't get into much more trouble. That's sound like a good deal? All right, let's do it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, we know that you are right here with us, and we thank you for your presence with us right now, Lord. We continue to walk through Lent with you, maybe failing, maybe stumbling along the way. We're trying, Lord. You know, we're going to stumble, but we know that you're with us, and we know that what you're looking for is dedication. You can read our hearts, and you know that our intentions may be good, but we will stumble. Maybe we'll go back on some of the promises we made for Lent. Lord, I want to say, on behalf of all of us, I'm sorry. I'm sorry we messed up. But today's a new day. Today's February the 23rd, 2021, a day that has never, ever occurred before in history. Therefore, Lord, as you know, it's a new beginning for us. So as we begin again, we ask you to forgive any sins, any transgressions, any imperfections, any time where we've not lived up to our Lenten promises. We ask you to forgive us. And we ask you, Lord, to strengthen us as we seek to grow closer to you, walking through these 40 days of Lent. Lord, with the help of your Holy Spirit, we pray that we can resemble you more, that the Holy Spirit can transform us into your image and likeness. Holy Spirit, I give you full permission to inspire our thoughts, our words, and our actions, to transform us into the image of Jesus, to bear good fruit. I invite you, Spirit, to come into us and to give us all what we need. And Holy Spirit, I ask you to Give me the words today on the program. Give me the message. Help me get out of your way so you can deliver the message that you want to be delivered on this show. And please open all of our minds and all of our hearts to be receptive to this message. Holy Spirit, I thank you. And Jesus, getting back to you, I ask you to especially speak to us through the gospel today. As we read your words, please bring them to life for us. And help us to always recognize your presence. Lord Jesus, we ask these things, all of these things, with confidence in your mighty and powerful name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. All right, there you go. Thank you for praying with me. I'm Gary Zimak. You are listening to Following the Truth. If you're a new listener, I want to welcome you and thank you for joining me on this program. We do this every Monday through Friday. Please let your friends know about this podcast. Now, for Lent, I'm taking on a Lenten theme. We're doing some Give Up Worry for Lent material if you're following along with the book, or even if you're not. Also, but when we shift, when we move into the Easter season, then I'm going to shift too. So this podcast is year-round. It's not just something I do for Lent, but just for Lent, I do a Lenten theme. And I'm really grateful to have you aboard, have you as a listener. Please let your friends know. Spread the word about this podcast. Also remember that I do a weekly podcast called The Gary Zimak Show. I know, very creative title. I came up with that one myself. You can get that wherever you get your normal podcasts. So that's available as well. And we focus on the Sunday Mass readings on that one. The reason I have two podcasts, not that you asked, but in case you're curious, is because when I first started doing the show again, I had stopped it for some time when I was hosting a daily morning show on Holy Spirit Radio over in Philadelphia. And then I gave up that program to get back into full-time ministry, and I decided to resurrect the weekly podcast called The Gary Zimak Show. And then during the pandemic, I guess it was around March or maybe April, I decided it was time to bring back The Daily Show, which always used to be called Following the Truth. So I kept that name. So now I have my weekly show, The Gary Zimak Show, and the daily program, which is this, Following the Truth. There you go. You didn't ask, but I figured I should tell you that. Now, some pieces of information. Tomorrow night, which is February the 24th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, I'm going to be giving a live virtual Give Up Worry for Lent talk. It's for the Diocese of Grand Rapids, Michigan, but it's all online. It's done with Zoom. They're asking for a $10 registration fee if you can. If you have it, if not, it's not necessary. It's a donation. That's going to be at 7 p.m. on tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, February the 24th, Wednesday night. You can still register for that. If you have any questions, email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. I have it on my Facebook page. I have it in my daily email reflection. So if you're on the list, you saw it in the email. But if you have any questions and you want to still register, just contact me at gary@followingthetruth.com, and I can send you the link. They want to cut it off at, I think, 90 people or so, and I forget where they at. There are openings. So if you're interested in hearing that, it's going to be like a 30 to 40 minute talk, Give Up Worry for Lent, sort of the talks that I do at parishes, but I've unfortunately been shut down this year because of COVID. But if you want to hear me give a talk, either email me at gary@followingthetruth.com or check your email today that I sent out, the Be Not Afraid, or the Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled email reflection that I sent out today. So that's tomorrow, February the 24th. Also tomorrow at 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time, if you're up early, you can catch my weekly Give Up Worry for Lent segment on the Sunrise Morning Show. That's on EWTN Radio. All right, I think that's it for announcements. Other than, if you want to find out more information about my work, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. All right, let's do Give Up Worry for Lent. It's a great verse. So this is day 7 of Give Up Worry for Lent. Here's the verse that I share in the book. It's Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. That is one of the most popular verses found anywhere in the Bible. It's filled with hope. It's all over prayer cards and posters and internet memes and t-shirts and plaques. I mean, you see it all over the place. Jeremiah 29:11. Now, I believe that sometimes the verse gets misused. I think sometimes we read too much into that verse. And, you know, if we're not careful, we can take that to mean that every problem that we're facing, illness, financial difficulty, whatever it is, if we pray hard enough, it's all going to work out to our liking. Well, that's not true, because what God is saying right here, let's talk a little bit. Don't get me wrong. This is a very hopeful verse. This is, I mean, really good, but it doesn't mean that whatever problem you are facing is going to turn out the way you like it. It doesn't mean that. What it means is that, now let's go back to the original context. This message was delivered by God to the prophet Jeremiah, and it was addressed to the people who were exiled. The Israelites were exiled to Babylon. They were living in exile. They had been taken away. Jerusalem had been destroyed. They're living in the foreign land of Babylon, and they were growing hopeless. And the Lord, through Jeremiah, relayed the message to them that they were going to be freed. God had big plans for them. However, their suffering would still last another 70 years. So this wasn't like God was changing things for them right around the corner. It was going to be 70 more years of living in exile before they would be able to return to Jerusalem. Why this is good news for us. A lot of us play what I like to call the what if game. What if I never recover from this illness? What if my spouse dies from a heart attack suddenly? What if my bank account is completely depleted? What if I lose my restaurant business because of COVID? What if I never am able to find that special someone because I'm really lonely? And we go on and on, the what if game. And those of us who tend to worry, we play this what if game frequently, and we get ourselves into a lot of trouble because we end up imagining or conjuring up a lot of scenarios that never come about. And as a result, what happens is we end up dealing with a great deal of unnecessary suffering due to imaginary problems, right? Imaginary problems bring about suffering because they're not real. Therefore, there's no grace that's given to us from God to deal with these problems. And that's really important to remember. You know, if I'm worried that I'm going to lose my job, I feel all the bad feelings that goes along with that, but I get none of the grace that God gives me because it's not a real problem. If and when I do lose my job, I'll receive the grace to be able to be at peace even in the midst of that. So you see, that's how we get ourselves in trouble. So doing the what if thing is not good. Now, there are times when it's necessary to prepare. If I lose my job, then maybe I better start putting some money away. That's a good thing. But that's not what if God doesn't come through for me in any given situation. That's completely different. Why this is an important message is God does have big plans for us, and he does know what's around the corner. But ultimately, what this verse says is that he has a room reserved for us in heaven. He created us so that we could be in a relationship with him here and in the next life as well. So more importantly, the big plans, the good things God has in store for us, involve our life with him forever in heaven, because this life is going to be over. This life is going to be over in the not too distant future. No matter how old you are, we all have a limited time on earth. And I think that's a good thing. We need to keep focused on that. I don't think it's a depressing thought. I think that's part of the reason behind the Lenten season. When we receive the ashes, one of the reminders is that we are going to turn into dust one day. So we're not here forever. Therefore, let's do what we're supposed to do. Let's shape up. Let's move away from some of the things that are really separating us from God. That's what Lent is all about. It's a reminder. Hey, you're not here forever. We're going to be judged one day. Let's get busy. So that's important for us to remember. So this verse from Jeremiah, it's important because there is something great in store for us, eternal life. And to put it in my terms, in very simple terms, let's not mess it up, right? I mean, Jesus redeemed us. We got the room in heaven. It's waiting for us. But we can still, by choosing to obey ourselves instead of God, by doing what we want instead of what God wants us to do, we can. It is possible for us to mess that up. So let's just be careful. Let's continue to try our best. And if you're listening to the show, I'm sure you're trying your best. Let's try our best to follow the Lord and do what he wants us to do. Okay? Does that sound reasonable? What else? Anyway, so that's a very, very good verse. And even if, now, in terms of, you will hear this misused sometimes when individuals will say, if you're not getting better from your sickness, your faith is too weak. Not true. That could be part of it. But many times, even though the Lord can heal us whenever he wants to, he allows us to remain physically ill or in the storm, whatever the storm may be, because he's trying to bring about a greater good. He's trying to teach us something. We're never going to be able to figure all of this out. Somebody wrote to me the other day and asked, why? Why is this that? And they were going through a really tough time. Why is this happening? I need answers. And I said, I'm sorry, but sometimes we don't know. Now, we can always ask God, why is this happening to me? But I have found that the why question can get us into trouble. The why question is really many times a dead end, because God's only going to reveal so much. There are times when he's either not going to reveal the why, or we don't understand why because we're not God. So it's better, instead of why, to ask what. Lord, what do you want me to do in this situation? In other words, don't deal with the what if. What if this never gets better? What if I never fix this problem? But deal with the what is. Okay, here it is. This is, Lord, what you're allowing to happen in my life. I know you love me. I know you can do all things. But what do you want me to do? What are you trying to teach me? You know, rather than why are you doing this to me? The what question immediately gets you to be active. It accepts the fact that God allows certain things to happen because he loves you. And it also gives you a chance to respond to him and get busy and do something, which is what he wants you to do. Okay, so that's all I want to say about the give up worry for Lent verse. But it is a good verse. Look, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but God does. And you can be sure that he's going to give you the grace to deal with whatever happens in your life. All right, I said I wanted to read the gospel. I may have said, I don't remember what I said at the beginning, but this is from Matthew's gospel. Luke does a version of the Our Father as well, but this version is from the gospel of Matthew. Let me read this to you. It's Matthew chapter 6 from the Sermon on the Mount, verses 7 through 15. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him." Now, I just want to say briefly about that. It's perfectly okay to express your intentions, your needs, what you think you need to your Father in heaven. Jesus is telling you to do that. But he knows what we need. And the real reason we express our intentions in great detail, why it's a good idea to the Father, for instance, is so that my faith can grow. He knows what I need. If I don't have enough money in the bank to pay my bills, it is very appropriate to say, "Father, please grant me the money that I need to pay my bills. Now, how that comes about is really going to be up to him, whether you got to get another job or somebody's going to, in my case, give me a donation for my ministry. You know, it could come about in a number of different ways. But my Father in heaven knows that I need money. He knows what my bills are better than I do. But if I don't pray specifically, you know, I could just pray, Father, give me this day my daily bread. But if I don't pray specifically, that takes away the opportunity for me to see the Lord do some pretty amazing things in my life. I have prayed for some specific needs in the past, and he's come through. And when he does that, my faith grows because I think, wow, I prayed for this, and I can't believe how good he was to me, how he came through. So that's the real reason you want to name your intentions. And because the Father wants a relationship with you. He wants to hear what you need. But you don't have to go into the excruciating and painful detail of telling him how he needs to solve your problem. He gets that. You know, so just use your judgment about that. But whatever you do, make sure it's coming from the heart. That's what Jesus is getting at. And the Lord said, this is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven. So we recognize that God is not just my Father, but our Father. He's your Father and he's my Father. So that means you and me, we're related. Who art in heaven? We recognize the reality of the spiritual world, which is easy to miss. I can't see my Father in heaven. I can't see God. I can't see Jesus right now. I can't see the Holy Spirit. I can't see the saints and the angels. I can't see heaven. All I can see is the stuff around me. So we have to recognize our Father who art in heaven. There is a spiritual world that exists, a very real spiritual world. Hallowed be your name. Your name is great, Father. You are holy. You are special. I praise you. You know, kind of like praise on him a little bit because he's great. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. See, I haven't asked for anything yet. And Jesus is telling me this prayer. Father, your will be done. What can I do to bring about your will? How can I serve you this day? Because we see a lot of God's will not being done. And I can't control everybody else, but I can control myself. Thy will be done. And since I am praying our Father, I can pray that other people will do God's will this day. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In other words, bring that spiritual world in line with the material world in which we live. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us today, Lord, what we need. And note that we're not just praying, I'm not just praying for me there. I'm praying for us. So I'm praying for you today too, for everybody in the entire world, for the people who are starving, living in poverty. Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread. And I'm just praying for today's needs because that's what he wants me to do. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Really important. Forgive me, Father, for all the times I offended you, but only forgive me to the extent that I forgive those who have offended me. So I'm tying in my forgiveness with my willingness to forgive others. That's what Jesus is telling me to say. That's a dangerous clause in this prayer. Forgive me, Father, but only if I forgive others. I mean, that's what we're praying. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Recognizing, as we saw in Sunday's gospel, that there's going to be temptations in life. The devil, our own laziness, we're going to have temptations to do the wrong thing. We pray for the grace, the strength to be able to overcome these temptations. And then Jesus wraps up this portion of the gospel by saying, if you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. So it's interesting to note that the Lord only highlights one aspect of this Lord's Prayer, the Our Father, and that's the need for us to forgive. Don't think that's an accident, because that's hard for many of us to forgive those who have offended us. You know, Jesus was able to do it from the cross. So he's telling us we can do it too. And he even gave us his Holy Spirit. So you and me, we have the Holy Spirit, which can help us, who can help us, I should say, forgive those who have offended us. We can use the love given to us by the Holy Spirit to love others, including the people who have offended us. Now, I went quickly there. I didn't go into a lot of detail, but just I hope I gave you some insight into the Lord's Prayer. I'm looking at the clock. We are just about out of time now. But if, as always, if you have questions, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. So I look forward to being back here with you tomorrow. As I always say, God willing, I certainly hope to be here, but we'll see what the Lord decides. I hope you'll be able to join me as well. Don't forget to visit my website, followingthetruth.com. And also, catch me on the Sunrise Morning Show tomorrow at 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time. And then there's going to be the Give Up Worry for Lent talk tomorrow night. But I guess I'll be able to talk to you about that tomorrow because I plan to be here earlier in the day tomorrow. I hope you have a fantastic day. And as I mentioned on the program yesterday, if you're able to support my ministry, I could really use some extra financial support right about now. Followingthetruth.com is the way to do it. All you need to do is click on Donate, and you can become a monthly sponsor. You can do it for $10 a month, which equates to, I think I worked it out, 33 cents a day. And that would really help me. You can give a higher amount as well, but that would really be helpful if you're able to do that. And that's done securely through PayPal right at followingthetruth.com. You can also make a one-time donation if you'd rather do that, and that would help me as well. But anyway, I hope you have a fantastic evening. Know that I'm praying for you, and please continue to don't lose hope during the Lenten season. Even if you mess up, it happens from time to time. Even if you mess up, just keep going forward. Dust yourself off. Say, I'm sorry, Lord. Grant me the grace to do better and keep moving forward. Lent's a long season, so we got plenty of time to work on getting better. Okay? Have a wonderful night. Thanks again for listening. God bless you, and I look forward to joining you once again tomorrow on Following the Truth. Bye-bye now.